Blog Talk Radio.
From coast to coast and around the globe, you're listening to Psyche Talk Radio. Welcome, everyone. I'm Dax Carlisle, executive producer of Psyche Talk and president of the Carol Guild, coming to you live from Tucson, Arizona. And joining me, she is the fabulous Mary Brown. She's a certified tarot master, angelic healing practitioner, crystal Reiki master, crystal keeper. I could go on. Vice president of certification for the Carol Guild, producer here on the network. Here she is live from Amarillo, Texas. Hey, Mary.
Hey, Dax. Hey, everybody. Happy Psychic Saturday.
And I'm actually really excited, Mary.
Me too. Why are you excited?
I'm excited because we actually made it onto the air.
I know.
it's been crazy the last couple of weeks. Strange things going on with Blog Talk Radio, the platform that produces our show. And yesterday, you were helping out with the show. I remember you called in to produce the show, and you got in on the host line, but everybody else, all the other hosts were, the hosts were actually doing the show, which was Kathy Shogren and Dr. Rose Wilkerson, you know, and they're trying to call in, and they're getting bumped off, and I tried calling in on Skype, I tried calling in on my cell phone, and it was just dumping all the calls. It would, like, answer the call. You hear the nice Australian accented lady welcoming you to Blog Talk Radio, and then it would go click. And it just hung up on
us. Oh, wow. Yeah.
Yes.
That was crazy. Remember, I was counting down. I'm like, okay, 1 minute left. Is anybody going to call it? Because I'm like, ah. You know? It's like, where are the hosts? I don't even know what.
I know.
What the topic is. I knew what the topic was, but I had no idea, like, what she was going to say. I felt so bad for them because it sounded like a great show.
Oh, it's going to be great. We rescheduled it for Friday, April 5th.
Oh, good.
Next week we're doing Angels. And, you know, if it was hanging up on us, it was probably hanging up on all the callers as well. And that's what I feel the worst about, because, you know, you invite people to come to the show and they try to call in and it just hangs up on them. But there's a lot of people on the line today, so we're making up for it today.
They got through. Yay.
Yes. And you can join us, too, at 714-816-4628. And when you get through, press 1 on your dial pad. If you're Skyping in, open the dial pad on your Skype app and press 1. And that puts you up in the top of the queue, so we know you want to be live on air. Otherwise, we assume you're just listening to the show. That's another way you can listen to the show. You can, of course, always go to our psychetalk.net/live page. There's a player right there. But, you know, if for one reason or another you just can't, you know, get the Wi-Fi or what have you, wherever you are, you can just dial in. Most of us have unlimited minutes now and long distance on our cell phones. You know, just call in and listen. Just don't press 1. But if you want to be live with us, press 1, 714-816-4628. Oh, I mentioned the live page, and that's psychetalk.net/live. And we've made a slight change. No one's really going to notice this, but because if you click listen live at the top of any page on our website, or if you type in psychetalk.net/live, it'll always take you to the page for that show for the day. And you're going to find the player. And if you scroll down below the player, you'll find the chat room. You can come join us in the chat room and ask questions in there. And there's also this link above the player. Click here to find the start time near you. And when you open that, it's got times across the entire globe, from Honolulu and LA to Phoenix, Chicago, New York, London, Stockholm, Rhodes, Greece, New Delhi, India, Tokyo, Japan, Sydney, Australia. You can find a place near you and know when the start time is. But what we're doing is we're putting the player and the chat room actually on the promotional blog post for each show. So when you go to psychictalk.net/upcoming, and there's all the upcoming show posts there, you can click on any of them and read about the upcoming show, and you're going to find the player for that show and the chat room right there. And so you can either go in that way, or you can just click listen live at the top of any page, or go to psychictalk.net/live. And if you're listening to us live right now, come join us in the chat room. I'm in there with Mary and Little Fairy. It's kind of quiet. What do you think, Mary?
Yeah.
It's kind of quiet. Yeah.
In the chat room, yeah, it's a little bit quiet. Hello, Little Fairy. I love that name. I'm just like, aw. I'm going to hug the little fairy. It's like, tugs on your heartstrings. But yeah, I'm so glad that we made it through.
On the air again.
We're on the air.
Yes. Yeah. So it's open line to all show. You can call in and talk about anything on your mind. You can call in to ask questions, anything related to anything, psychic, spiritual, healing. We have all those topics covered. We've got crystals and tarot and numerology and hypnosis and EFT and the law of attraction. I mean, anything you have a burning question about. You can also call in if you have a personal question, love, life, career. You know, we can do a mini reading for you live on air. So we'll be going to the callers in just a minute. We're going to give some time for some more people to call in at 714-816-4628. We also got a mini topic today because we just had the spring equinox, and we are officially in spring, Mary. I just love it. Yay!
Yay! Spring has sprung. I love spring.
So what are your thoughts on
getting into spring? Yeah, my thoughts on getting into spring. For one thing, I love it. I love this season. I love all the, you know, it's to me, it's a season of hope. It's a season of renewal. It's refreshing. You know, we come out of this long winter that, you know, is longer for others, you know, than it is for all of us. And, you know, you just have this sense when you start seeing those first blooms, when you start seeing the grass coming up. You know, I'm talking to some friends over the weekend, and they're all excited. They're working in their yards, and they're starting to plant the seeds. And that's what I think. I think of spring as the time to plant the seeds. And, you know, whether that is like actual outside in your garden and physical planting of seeds, or whether you're planting the seeds for your life. You know, if you want that new refreshing energy to come in, you know, what are you doing to help it happen? How are you making your soul or your inner self? How are you creating like this healthy environment so things can grow, so that new growth can come in? And to me also, it's about, you know, we just went through the equinox, you know, it's like where we have equal daylight, equal, you know, night light, you know, light. And, you know, it's about balance. So, you know, we need to also, you know, think of that too. How do we bring balance in? What is it that's out of balance for us, and find ways to get it back? You know, that Dax, you're like, you know, I don't know if you mentioned in the list of everything people can ask about if you mentioned numerology and sacred geometry, because you're such an expert at those things. And, you know, talking about spring, thought of what would be a great focal point, or, you know, a point for meditation would be that seed of life symbol in sacred geometry.
Yeah, I love that. I love that. Yeah, I mean, this is a time of struggle between light and darkness, life and death. You know, it's for Christians, it's the resurrection, you know, passion of Christ. And but it goes all the way back, much farther than that. Ancient Egyptians, Greeks, and the Mayans celebrated the resurrections of their own gods. And the temple of Angkor Wat in Cambodia aligns with the spring equinox. You know, this has been across all of time. Researchers have found that the sun's journey is behind the way many ancient civilizations ran and built their cities. And I think it has to do with what you said, balance, new beginnings, and cleansing too. You know, they call everybody knows spring cleaning, right?
Yeah.
And of course you can do this any time of the year. You can do it any time of the year, but there's a focus on that now. And why not get into that? You know, literally cleaning out the closets. You know, what's not serving you any longer, but also figuratively just thinking about are there relationships that aren't serving you anymore? Are there beliefs that don't serve you anymore? Are there projects that you've had on the back burner for like 6 months or a year or 2 years, you've never gotten to it? You know, you know, clear out all of this stuff, you know. And there's a spiritual principle behind this too, because you know, when you clear out space, the universe abhors a vacuum. So it creates room for new things to come in. And so as you're building things and manifesting things as we go through the year here, clear out the space so the things can come in. It just makes logical sense too.
Wow. And you know, that's so interesting, because I was just looking at the chat room. And Lil Fairy, who we were talking about, you know, she posed an interesting question, just asking for some insight. She was really expecting a career change and changes in her love life this year, but I feel that nothing is happening and I'm frustrated. And what you were just talking about, I thought, wait a minute, I hope she heard what you were saying about making room for it. You know, what maybe beliefs does she have about being able to have those changes in her life? What is it that needs to shift in order to allow those changes to take place?
Exactly.
You know, so
exactly.
It was almost like a great bit of insight for her question.
Yeah, and maybe we could pull some cards for her. By the way, that's another way to get a mini reading, folks. Pop in the chat room at psychictalk.net/live, and we'd love to chat with you. There's a few more people coming into the chat room now. Yay. Hi, everybody. Speaking of numerology that you mentioned, let's talk about the numerology real quick. It's the 23rd. So 2 + 3 = 5. We always almost always reduce larger numbers to a single digit in numerology, because there's the numbers 1 through 9 is what we're working with, those energies. But there are master numbers as well, and those are double-digit numbers like 11, 22, 33, 44. Also, angel numbers are master numbers. Those are triple-digit numbers like 111, 333, 444. Those are messages coming through from spirit. But we normally reduce, so 23, 2 + 3 = 5. 5 is high energy. It's an adventurous day. You can take advantage of this high energy and accomplish a lot. It's Saturday, and we were just talking about spring cleaning. You know, this is the time to do it, folks. You know, well, after the radio show, or I guess you could put your headset on and listen to us while you're spring cleaning. But this is really the day that you can accomplish that. And 5 is also the chaos number in numerology. So this is not a day where you're going to make decisions on certain things. You can make decisions on, you know, what to release, but you're not going to sign contracts and things like that. I know a friend of mine is getting married today, actually one of my clients, and I did a reading for her yesterday, and I was like, you know, you're getting married on a 5-day.
Oh, man.
Yes. However, I told her there's light at the end of the tunnel, because the entire date, 3/23/2019, adds up to 20, 2 + 0 = 2. So it's a 2-day, and that's relationships. that's compatibility. That's
compromise. Good.
That's coming together. So, you know, it actually is turning out to be a good day for her wedding. But I did say, you know, hey, so when you have that five energy and it can go either way, what you do is you set the intention to harness the high energy to accomplish a lot and not focus on things going chaotic. And one way you can avoid any problems is, like I said, just don't make any permanent decisions on certain things. You know, instead, enjoy yourself. So this is a great day to read a book, go to the movies, you time, like spa treatment, and or just, you know, take that salted bath, you know, with the candles, that kind of thing, you know. And, you know, just enjoy yourself. Go out dancing, go to a nice dinner, those kind of things. And you kind of avoid the chaos when, you know, you don't get too serious with anything on a 5 day. But I also pulled the card of the day. I got the Nine of Pentacles. I call this card, it's a card of fulfillment.
The
and
self-made woman.
And I always call it the self-made woman card, you know, or the self-made person. I don't want to leave out the guys out there, you know. And with it being a two-day relationships, cooperation, partnerships, and everything, maybe that is what you want to focus on, is how you can partner with other people, how you can serve other people, and help yourself at the same time. It's kind of that energy of entrepreneurial spirit.
Mm.
And of pentacles. Yes, absolutely.
And I love
Alrighty.
That card.
So I guess we should take some calls here and see who's out there. Plus, we can pull some cards for Little Fairy.
Yeah, I was going to say, I just happened to pull a few cards for Little Fairy really quick.
Oh, sure. Go ahead.
And I just wanted to share with that. And she can decide, you know, how this applies. But I pulled three angel cards, actually, from the Angels of Light deck by Ambika Waters. Who's actually from Tucson, your part of the woods there, Dax. And the cards that came up are really interesting. And basically the message is saying that it's talking about shyness. So I don't know if Little Fairy, you know, considers herself to be a bit of a shy person. And there's nothing wrong. You know, a lot of people are shy, or sometimes we're shy about certain things. And it's saying that has served her in many ways, and yet at the same time, it may be time to start working on, you know, having the knowledge that, you know, your basic self is going to be protected when you do express yourself. So these things, these changes that she wants, there's nothing wrong with expressing that you want these things and, you know, going out there to claim them. So from that shyness, we go into this idea of like healing the part of the shyness aspect that maybe hasn't served her. What are the parts where she didn't speak up, or what's stopping her from going out and exploring? Because it's saying like, you're going to find these things once you step outside of that. And you do that with a sense of protection, knowing that your angels are around you, and that it's totally a sense of freedom in doing this, trying something new, looking into new things, meeting new people. All of that energy is what's coming up in the cards for Little Fairy. So I just wanted to pass that on to her real quick before we start with the calls.
And I pulled some cards too, and it pretty much aligns with what you're saying. And this is good for everybody, including Little Fairy, but everybody, the information that's coming up in these cards. So the first card was the Nine of Swords, so that's where she's at right now. It's that feeling of frustration she's talking about. It's, you know, being kept up at night is literally that card, you know, suffering and nightmares and stress and despair and hopelessness, all that kind of thing. And right after that, I get the charity card, you know, the Six of Pentacles. And this really goes to what you were talking about, Mary, about, you know, even if you consider yourself shy, that, you know, all progress happens because we step out of our comfort zone, because we think outside of the box and literally step out of the box, step out of the comfort zone. And what it's talking about is not being afraid to ask for help from other people. Okay. Right after that, I get the Three of Swords, Okay. So yeah, I pulled four cards and two of them are swords cards. So, you know, that's showing and telling me that, swords are thoughts and ideas. Okay. And with the Three of Swords, you have three different thoughts and ideas intersecting. And that, along with the Nine of Swords, is that it's telling me that a lot of the difficulty that she's having is in her own mind and her thought patterns, and focusing on the lack instead of working towards a goal. First establishing the goal. You can't get to something. You can't, without putting the address into the GPS, you know, the GPS can't direct you there. You know,
right.
It works, the GPS of the universe works the same way, you know. You have to put the destination in, and then it will put the people, places, things, and what you need in your path to help you get there. And then once you do that, the very next card is the Ten of Cups.
Oh,
you know,
wow.
You can't get, you know, success and happy family life. It's a card of joy and harmony, and, you know, it's one of the best cards to get, the Ten of Cups in tarot, you know. So if she can do those two things, get out of her comfort zone and not be so shy to not ask for help, you know, ask for help, inquire with other people, talk over the situation, go out there, meet people. And also get out of the headspace, you know, get out, get your focus off of all of these thoughts and ideas that are in your head, and instead develop a picture around a goal. And when I say a picture or a visualization, I'm not talking about just what it looks like, but all five senses, get it all involved. You know, when you are at your goal, little fairy, what's that going to look like and sound like and smell like and feel like and taste like? And, you know, use all of your senses to make it into a reality, you know, first as a thought form, and that's the first step to manifestation.
Nice.
And that advice is good for everybody, everybody listening.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, got to say shout-outs to Char Char. Charlotte is in the chat room. Hi. Hi, Charlotte. Are you calling
me? Hi, Charlotte.
Just saying hi.
And nice newbies there. Woo.
Yes.
We're having fun.
I love Saturdays. I love Saturdays. And if you have any questions about anything we've just discussed, what I talked about for Little Fairy, what you talked about, Mary, manifestation or any of these other things, you know, give us a call about that and whatever else is on your mind. 714-816-4628. We're going to go to the callers. Let's see who's been waiting the longest, Mary. It looks like area code 270. 270.
Hello.
Oh, are you there? What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Joy. Kentucky.
Calling Kentucky?
Mm-hmm.
Kentucky.
Always joy in Kentucky.
There's always joy in Kentucky.
I love that.
So what were you calling about? Did you want to just chat about the topic, or did you want a mini reading?
I was interested in a mini reading.
All right. Any particular questions? Yeah.
Yeah, what can we help you out with?
If anything jumps out with love or money.
Did you say love or money?
Yeah, I didn't hear.
I think that.
Oh.
Yeah, it was a little muffled there on my end. So, Joy, those are two areas. Pick one for us to focus on.
Love.
Ooh. All righty. We're going to focus on love. So, what's going on in love?
Which is a great question for
Are you
for
dating
spring.
Anybody? Yeah,
no.
Spring. Okay. Give us a second while we're shuffling here. Mary, if you want to go first, I got to grab something. I'll be right back.
Okay. Well, I am just putting my cards down right now, but let's see what we've got here so far. The first thing that comes up is about this idea of detachment. You know, so it's saying that, like, okay, you know, if we're wondering, like, what's going to, you know, is something coming in? Is something going to happen with our love life? This card of detachment kind of comes up first, and it makes it feel like, okay, in some ways, we've been kind of detached from the concept, as if, did you not believe that this is going to happen for you? You know, or are you trying not, or do you spend some time not thinking about it? I'm sorry, go ahead. So that,
yeah,
that makes...
definitely makes sense. I've been single for a while and kind of like, eh, I didn't know for a while if I wanted that or not.
Right, right. So, you know, there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, we do what we do, right, to get through life and not drive ourselves into a bummer. So, you know, and I think that detachment's fine to have, but it's asking you now to, like, start putting some empowerment behind this idea of love coming in and move to a point where you have a bit more faith in it, okay? And it sounds funny, like, how does how we feel or what we think about something really impact what happens in our life, right? Well, it does. You know, it's a, you know, some people could call it the law of attraction or the universe responding to us or God hearing our prayer. However we look at that, we're making space for it. You know, we're making space for it, and we're saying that, hey, you know, I can totally see this happening now, and I'm embracing the idea of it now instead of putting it off as something that's probably not going to happen and I don't want to get my hopes up. You know, this isn't talking about hope, it's talking about faith. And so it's kind of a little bit of a tricky difference there. And then the other thing that comes up, you know, and it's funny how I'm using this Divine Energy Oracle deck, and the first card that comes up from that is love yourself. Okay, and I'm sure you do, right? I mean, we all have to have a little bit of love for ourselves, right? You know, we feed ourselves, we, you know, take care of ourselves. But it is saying, like, this is going to be key to it, because there's something about someone who does love themselves, because that puts off kind of a aura of confidence, and that, you know, this is somebody who is able to love themselves, but also to love other people. So when you put off that vibe of loving yourself and you're really feeling it, I think that helps attract people to us. People are attracted to confidence. People are attracted to kindness. They're attracted to compassion. And then the last thing that comes up here is saying, like, do something different. So if we're talking about bringing new love in and we're not doing anything that helps us to encounter new people who could be potential, you know, candidates for love interests, then, you know, it's saying, like, do something different. Now, look, it doesn't have to be something, you know, diametrically opposed to who you are. That wouldn't be good advice at all, you know. But it's saying, like, you know, yeah, maybe change up our routine a little bit. Again, that idea of, like, creating some space for this thing to happen, for it to take place. So we create space within ourselves.
There's that creating the space again.
Isn't that weird? Yeah, so that's what I'm getting. You know, change up our routine a little bit. Have some faith in it. Allow some space for love to come in. And let's see what Dax is getting.
Oh, you're going to love what I got, because you were just talking about faith. In fact, you talked about faith through the whole thing there with Joy. And, oh, my gosh. The first card I get is the Star card, which is literally the card of hope, faith, optimism, inspiration, intuition, insight, and really focused on the hope and faith and especially the optimism angle, you know, because it's all about getting into the right feeling space here, but also creating space, like you just said, Mary. And what I often counsel, you know, I ask them, you know, what's it like at your place? Okay, do you have a two-car garage and you can only fit one car in there? Do you have stuff in your in every closet and in every drawer of the house? You know, maybe create some space in there. You know, God forbid you should have a past husband or past boyfriend's clothing hanging up in your closet. You know, get rid of that. You know, get it out of the closet. Get it out of the drawers. You know, I'm not suggesting that, you know, you're going to meet somebody and they're going to move right in or anything like that, you know. But just creating the space physically for it to happen. Clean out the garage so that the second car can get in there, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And, of course, that's not true of everyone because not everyone has a two-car garage. But, you know, along those lines, you have to look at your own living space and figure out, you know, where can I create space, okay? So I got the Star card and the Strength card and the Ace of Wands. Strength is, you know, inner strength and following that inner wisdom, and the Ace of Wands, all aces are new beginnings, okay? And it's a card of the initiation of prosperity and happiness, pleasure. Optimism, which is the same as the Star card, and it's new, you know, and because it's the Wands, because it's that fiery energy, it's following your passions here, along with your inner wisdom and strength, and getting into that feeling space, the faith that Mary was talking about, and the optimism. And then, lo and behold, two people show up, and the first one is represented by the Page of Cups. So this may be somebody younger than you, or maybe with a younger outlook. It doesn't have to be chronologically younger, but frequently they are. And because it's the Page of Cups, cups is water, so I wouldn't be surprised if this person turns out to be a Cancer, a Scorpio, or a Pisces, okay? And it's going to be somebody that's kind, gentle, has a quiet, artistic disposition, poetic, you know, that kind of individual. And then later on, somebody either closer to your age or older actually comes in the form of the King of Coins or the King of Pentacles. And coins or pentacles is the earth sign, the earth element. So it would be earth signs like Taurus, Virgo, Capricorn comes in. This is somebody that's a little more stable, you know, solid, respected, resourceful, financially competent, could be on the traditional side. So that's what I'm seeing, Jay.
Well, that's good. Sounds like two.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, well, thank
when
you.
When it rains,
definitely look forward to it.
Awesome. So the main takeaway is get into that feeling space. Get into that feeling space, Jay.
Definitely will. Studying the law of attraction.
Awesome. Yep. Well, thanks for the call. And that opens another line at 714-816-4628 if you want to call in and join us. We're going to go to the next caller that's been waiting the longest. Let me know if we get any questions in the chat room. Actually, I think there is one popping up there.
There's
now.
There's one.
Let's go to some phone calls first. We prefer to talk to you, but we're also happy to answer your questions in the chat as well. PsycheTalk.net/live if you're listening live and you haven't joined us in the chat room yet. Area code 469 has been waiting the longest. Caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
I'm LaShondra, and I'm in Mississippi.
LaShondra in Mississippi.
And I was trying to see, when did you see a marriage proposal from Carl?
Okay, so the name is Carl?
Yes, Carl.
Okay, so we'll take a look at that real quickly here. I get the Star card yet again. I love how there's always a theme, Mary. Have you noticed that on the radio shows?
Oh, yeah. So cool.
Yeah, and
the
so there's the Star card.
What the theme is.
Well, this time, instead of the beginning of the spread, it's showing up in the very center. So it's the center focus of everything here. And again, just like for joy, LaShondra, it's about getting into that feeling space of faith and hope and optimism, and focusing on the outcome that you want, which, of course, is marriage proposal, okay? And I see that happening. I'm getting the number 10, okay? So that could mean as quickly as 10 days in that period of time, or as it could take as long as 10 weeks. So how quickly it happens is how quickly, you know, you get into the feeling space and actually draw this in, okay? And everything looks really positive. I got really positive cards, the star card, okay, the chariot, you know, I mean, progress and movement along a journey and triumph through adversity. The only thing that might be, you know, a little, I don't want to say if it's on the negative side here, but I'm getting 2-4 cards, which the number 4 in numerology is about structure, okay. And the 4 of Pentacles, it can be very positive, talking about material security and financial security and things like that, protecting assets, investing, you know. But in this context, in this type of reading, it's talking about maybe holding on a little too tight, maybe being a little too clingy, okay? The 4 of Cups shows up. That's sometimes trouble in paradise card, dissatisfaction, feeling like you're stuck in a rut. I don't know if you feel that way, but it's showing up. Yeah. And so if you're feeling that way, and if you're hanging on too firmly, okay, then what you want to do is, once again, get into that optimistic feeling space, the hope and faith card, the star card. You want to, just like with our previous caller, and oh my God, we sound like a broken record, Mary, because this is true of like 98% of our callers, that it's a shift, it's a reframing, we call it in neurolinguistics and NLP. It's shifting your focus, reframing the situation and putting your focus on what you want to attract in versus having your focus on what you don't want or what's not happening yet or what you don't have yet, you know, and that's what the four of Cups is talking about, that stuck in a rut feeling, that dissatisfaction. If you're focused on that, the universe is going to say, oh, gee, well, LaShondra likes that. I'm going to give her more of that. and the proposal is going to take a lot longer. But let's go to Mary and see what Mary's getting on this. What cards are you using again?
Who, me? I am using like four different decks here.
Oh, okay.
And what's interesting is I'm using, you know, angel cards, but I'm using the Angels of Light by Ambika Watchers deck. And what I did, since it's a, you know, so I thought I'd just focus on the timing aspect of it by looking at it from a seasonal perspective, since we're talking about spring. So I pulled a card for spring, for summer, for autumn, and for winter to see when is the most likely period of time where this happens. And to me, you know, it's really pointing more towards summer. You know, it's talking about with the card that comes up for spring is really interesting because it confirms a lot of what Dax is talking about, and it's like getting into that sort of right headspace. You know, it's saying like, okay, we've got to find balance, we've got to find harmony, and by summer I feel it's most likely, but also there's a sense of like relief with that. So I don't know if it's proposal idea has just sort of been something that's been sort of a source of concern, worry, anxiety, like, is this ever going to happen? You know, when's it going to happen? Is he going to do it? What's going on? All of that, I feel like by summer, it happens and you're like, okay. And then the rest of the year is like going into this energy of like, okay, now we've got to get organized. Now, you know, and there's you know, more things, you know, other concerns, but they're happy concerns. So that's
okay.
What I'm seeing.
Well, thank you.
Awesome. Well, I hope that
you're
helps
welcome.
You out. It makes, you know, what you said, Mary, makes
you
a
do.
Lot of sense. Mm. It makes a lot of sense because, you know, I first said 10 weeks, you know, and
yeah.
that takes us to the end of the first week of June, which makes
oh,
so
wow.
much sense. Because there you are in the beginning of summer. Also, June, July is, you know, that's the wedding month, right?
Oh, yeah. That's true. What is it? A June bride. Isn't that the expression?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, my birthday is June 16th, too, so I have a big affinity for June. So there you
yeah,
go, LaShondra. Just wanted to leave that with you as well. Now you got to call back
for calling.
If it happens. Yeah, when it happens.
Okay, absolutely. Thank you.
Thanks
for calling. Oh, that's so cool. That's so cool. And,
yeah.
You know, for LaShondra and anybody else listening, you know, we were talking about doing numerology, and we can do a full numerology chart, a full report on an individual. But what a lot of people don't know is we can do a report, look at the numbers of one person, but then we can do it for another person. And in LaShondra's situation, you know, the potential fiance, you know, and we can look at the numerology and we can find out where there may be some issues and also where you line up and things along those lines. I call it an analysis that we do. And
mm-hmm.
so I just wanted to throw out there that I've actually been promoting this all week. That you can order a numerology report from me. You can go to psychictalk.net/numerology. That'll take you there. Also in our blog, our upcoming shows section, everywhere on the website, you're going to find this post about ordering a numerology report. And I'm going to do your full numerology report. This is not a computer-generated thing. I actually do this by hand. It's custom by hand, not handcrafted, I call it, not machine generated. And I talk about your personal year number that you're in 2019 and the world year number of 3. And, you know, your name and your birth date are no accident. You know, your birth date reveals your life path, your attitude number, your birthday number, your personal year number, and your name reveals your destiny number, soul urge number, personality number, power name number and intensity number. There's a full chart, just like with astrology, how there's like a full natal chart. There's a full 9-number chart that I create, and then I develop a whole report on each individual. And one report is $47, but you can get 2 reports for $67. And that includes also free analysis. A free compatibility analysis between the 2 charts as well. Or, you know, if you don't have a significant other or somebody you want to look at, you know, this works for everybody, not just your significant others, family members, your kids, your parents, your siblings, your friends, your boss, your coworkers. You can do a compatibility with anybody. Or you might just want to give a free report to somebody else. So that's another thing you can do. But what I'm doing with this, it's actually a sale I'm running right now, Mary, is when they order a numerology report, they also get a free tarot reading.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. And
That's excellent. It's
by via email. You can ask anything you want. And so I develop the reports. I send them out to you. You can peruse all of that, and I'll do a reading where I'll go over some of that in the numerology, and then you can ask any questions you want, and I will send you the information. So all you got to do is just order a report and say you want the free tarot reading, and I will set you up. Just go over to psychictalk.net/numerology. Or find the blog post that says order a numerology report and receive a free tarot reading on our website on the blog psychictalk.net. Okay. So,
excellent.
Do you want to do that question from the chat real quick, maybe?
Yeah. It was Gentle Creature. I love these names. It says, hi, I'm Sarah. And Sarah says, what information can you give me about my future life partner? So Sarah's wondering about a future life partner coming in, and you know, do we see any indications about this person, what they might be like, I guess. Can pull a few cards on that.
Okay. There's definitely someone coming in because I got the Ace of Cups. And I'm getting the Queen of Swords, which is, you know, I don't know if this person is looking for a male or a female. You know, these days you have to ask those questions, okay? Mm-hmm. So it might be a female, but if it's not a female, then it's the qualities of the Ace of Swords. So, you know, the Queen of Swords, you know, okay, so Swords is air sign. So a Gemini, a Libra, or an Aquarius is waiting to come in. This is somebody that is a very independent, analytical type person, very courageous and intelligent. That's what I'm seeing coming in. There are some other cards that are giving some hints, Mary, as to what they should be doing. One is the Fool card, which is literally, you know, taking the leap of faith. And this goes back to what we were talking about earlier, stepping outside of your comfort zone, thinking outside of the box. Also, the Eight of Cups shows up, and that's all about embracing change. And a lot of us, you know, oh, I'm ready for it. I'm ready for that person to come in, right, Mary? But they're really not in their subconscious. In their subconscious, or you know, it might be conscious to them, but a lot of times it's unconscious to them. They don't realize that they're still holding on to baggage from the past relationships, past situations, things like that. And the Eight of Cups is all about settling that. It's an emotional stability card. It's a balanced card. Eight is four and four. And in the card, the cups have been lined up, and then the figure, the person in the card is got a walking stick, and they're walking away from the cups up a hill to, you know, better and higher things, you see. And so you got to put some things, and we were talking about, of course, you know, it's that theme we have going today of spring cleaning, Mary, you know. You got to let go of this stuff. Yeah. You need to clear some space, make room for this new person to come in, which, as I said, I would not be surprised if this person doesn't turn out to be an air sign like a Gemini or a Libra or an Aquarius. What are you getting, Mary?
Well, it's really kind of fascinating because the first card I pulled, you know, it's from the Divine Energy Oracle deck by Sonia Choquette, and it just has phrases on it. And the card that came out first said, bust out of your cocoon. So it's the same sort of thing of like, get out of your comfort zone. You know, this is saying like, bust out of your cocoon. So, you know, if you feel like, you know, there's been this sort of stagnation when it comes to finding your future life partner, it could be because we've been really sort of contained in our, so it goes along with what you were saying about stepping out of your comfort zone. And then when you said you got the Fool card, take a leap of faith, the second card I pulled literally says, have faith. Right? So I'm just kind of astounded by that. But, you know, some of the other things that are coming up here in the cards are really interesting because it talks about, and again, it's kind of similar to the Queen of Swords that you pulled first. In this particular deck, this other deck I'm working with, the Guardian Angel reading cards by Debbie Malone, talking about the angel of decision. So it's saying that like this person, sort of like with the Queen of Swords, is going to be someone who makes smart choices, makes good decisions, has a intellect that is actually going to be like a real gift in the relationship. You know, so, you know, sometimes we look at, you know, relationships are, you know, symbiotic, right? You know, we each, you know, contribute, we're each, you know, living together, especially if you call it a you're looking for a life partner. And so one of the gifts that this person is going to bring to this relationship is their decision-making ability and also encouragement. So this is going to be somebody that, for Sarah, that they're going to be reliable in a lot of ways, that they're not going to do something like that's going to be, you know, so like illogical in the thinking, you know, that it causes problems. It's also someone that's going to also encourage Sarah's own growth as well. You know, so, you know, I'm seeing like a really supportive energy with this for her.
Awesome. Well, I hope that helped her out. And wow, time is just flying by. We blew past the bottom of the hour. I totally missed that. Before we go back to the phone lines, Mary, real quickly, let me do a couple announcements. One is our upcoming shows. So tomorrow, Sunday, March 24th, is Spiritual Landscapes with your host, Lottie Whalen, and her husband, Frankie Arbeau, all the way from Stockholm, Sweden. And they're doing part two of the Hero's Journey. I was actually on the Hero's Journey part one with them, and they're doing part two tomorrow and taking your phone calls. And then let's see here. Monday, March 25th. These are a little bit out of order. I got to fix the order on these things. Catherine Hahn, in her show, Compassionate Light, Healing, and Guides of shows that she's been doing on discovering who you truly are. Plus, she'll be having open lines as well on Monday. And then on Tuesday, it's their monthly open line show with questions, comments, and mini readings on the power of three, hope, wisdom, and healing, with hosts Vivian Aubin and Rose Fullhorst. And they are our resident mediums as well if you want to connect with the other side. That's this coming Tuesday, March 26th. And you'll find all the upcoming shows at psychictalk.net/upcoming. All righty. So I'm going to actually pop this into the chat room for everybody, psychictalk.net/upcoming, where you can find all our upcoming shows. One other thing I wanted to mention real quick before we go back to the phone lines is my Tarot by the Numbers course. You know, if you want to learn to do what Mary and I do with tarot, and also you will learn numerology in this course, you can enroll in Tarot by the Numbers. And it gives you a strong foundation in both numerology and tarot. You learn them side by side. There's 11 self-paced online modules with dozens of bonus materials and videos and handouts. And it's a fantastic course. I've been teaching it this way since 2004, and like 14 years. Also, when you enroll in Tarot by the Numbers, you get free membership in the Tarot Guild, which has been the professional organization for professional tarot readers since 2004. And you get your certification included free. So if you want to get certified and be a professional reader, it's included in the price of the course. Speaking of the price of the course, it's normally $197, but we recently launched our new Psychic University, Psychic U, we call it, and for the launch of Psychic U, I've dropped the price from $197 down to $97. So half
wow.
off, folks. You can grab it, yes. And the URL is psychictalk.net/learntarot, and you'll also find it on our Psychic U page. You'll see banners and links on the whole, all over the website at psychictalk.net. And go check out, you know, all of our courses that we've got going on at Psychic U. I'm actually in production right now with Sharona Rapsik. We're putting together her Certified Angel Reiki Practitioner course, the first of its kind. We've got Maria G. Moss's Certified Angel Practitioner course, My Tarot by the Numbers course. We got Mastering the Art of Angel and Oracle and Tarot Card Reading with Maria G. Moss. Dr. Rose Wilkerson is working on the Introduction to Sanskrit Mantras. We also have a fast-track life coaching certification course that is at a reduced price right now. It's only $77. It's 89% off right now from Dr. Jones. Many of us, including Mary here and myself, have taken this life coaching course. Great foundation for anything you're doing, you're a Reiki practitioner or a tarot reader or whatever it is you do. Life coaching, you can either set up a whole second stream of income or use it as a foundation in everything that you do. And you'll find all of that over at Psychic You, psychytalk.net/psychicyou. So those are the announcements, and we'll get back to the phone lines and see how many calls we can squeeze in. Of course, if we don't get to your call today, remember, keep that number, 714-816-4628. And, of course, our live show page, whatever the show is that day, all you have to do is go to psychytalk.net/live to join us. And we're on almost 7 days a week, and some weeks we are on 7 days a week. So if we don't get to your call today, you can call in tomorrow, you can call in Monday with Catherine, you can call in Tuesday with Vivian and Liz. Let's see, who's been waiting the longest? Mary, it looks like area code 310. Caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, my name's Janet. I'm calling from L.A.
Yay,
Janet?
L.A.
Janet.
Yay, L.A.
Hi. Woo-hoo. I know, yay. I was wondering if you could look at relationship. This guy's been around for a little while, and I don't know. I don't know. I just can't get clear on it. I'm getting in my own way.
This is somebody you're in a relationship with that you just want to know kind of what we
start.
See?
It's at the start. Mm. We've gone out a couple times. We've been talking every day, all day.
Mm.
Okay.
Hey, is he a fire sign? Is he an Aries, a Leo, or a Sag?
He is a Sagittarius.
Uh-huh. Yeah, he's showing up here, Knight of Wands.
Oh, he's showing
it's really
up, but I just don't know what to do with him.
Well, that's... Well, let me tell you what I'm getting. This is really interesting. So right smack dab in the middle is that Nine of Pentacles that we were talking about before, the self-made woman, I call it. It's also a card,
mm-hmm.
you know, of independence
that's
and
me.
So forth. Okay, now he is represented by the Knight of Wands. He's on the far left, and he's trotting away in a different direction. And in between the two of you is the Moon card. And the Moon is, you know, it's about dreams and psychic abilities, strange experiences and all that kind of stuff. But it's also about self-deception. It's about fears. And it's about, you know, think of when the moon's out. Okay, so you're getting the sunlight bouncing off the moon. And so everything's in shadow. You know, things are not really clear. And that's the situation that's going on here.
Yeah.
Yeah. So... It's all showing up here in the cards. The Four of Cups shows up, which came up with a previous caller on dissatisfaction, stuck in a rut, apathy, discontentment, you know. But also in this card, it's suggestive of, you know, the figure in the card is focused on these three cups, and they're not satisfied. But off to the right, which they don't really notice, is another cup being handed to them. Literally coming out of a cloud, out of the sky. So it seems like there is, there's something you're not seeing here. And another card showing up is the Seven of Pentacles, which is a card about harvest and patience and persistence. But it's also about weeding and removing obstacles and assessment. It's about assessing the situation. It might be suggesting that you really need to take a deeper look at all this, stepping out of the situation and looking at it. And I'm just going to leave it there because I want to go to Mary and see what she's getting because she might have some insight as to what this is talking about here. So what are you getting, Mary?
Well, it's kind of interesting. How do I propose this concept here? I want to say this out of the cards that are coming up, and I'm using Oracle and Angel cards here, and it's talking about kind of not staying in something just out of a sense of security. You know,
that's
it's
my biggest fear. That is my goal not to do, and that's my hyper focus is not.
Yeah, you know Mary, just to jump in for a second, I'm going to let you continue, but, that's kind of what I was saying without, I just didn't want to say it. Maybe,
I didn't want to say it either because,
it's
a weird thing to say. But it's talking about also, so that's the first thing that came up. It's like, okay, we do need to be vigilant of that because in some ways there's any relationship that we're in brings us a kind of sense of security because we have somebody, right? We have somebody that's there. Nobody wants to be alone. Nobody wants to be alone. Nothing wrong with saying that. But it's also saying what it's asking you to kind of weigh it against is also like, do you feel like you still have that ability to express your joy and spread your wings and just that wonderful sense of freedom? If that relationship is not, if you feel like it's clipping your wings in some way, like that's a sign to you, okay?
Right.
Well, Mary, there's another thing. The theme today, the spring cleaning and letting go of things, in order for something to come in, you have to make space, okay? And that might be what that Four of Cups that I got was talking about, that there's another opportunity with another individual that's literally right there that you're not seeing. And it's because you're fogged by, what's going on with this other fellow?
Yeah, okay. So that's what I'm getting is like it's saying like okay let's really take a look at this it's asking you to examine that if you feel that your wings are being clipped in some way
I think he's feeling that quite frankly
because
I'm very spiritual and very here and now and it's way different than what he's used to. Way different.
Mm. Yeah, and remember what I got in my spread.
Thing.
The very first card on the far left was the Knight of Wands representing him, and he was moving away from everything else in the spread, So, it is on him.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, I hope that gave you some clarity, Janet.
All right, well, we'll see.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna, we'll figure it out.
Yeah. Exactly. That's what I was going to say. You are going to come to the right choice. Mm-hmm. And the final part I got was about living life to the fullest.
I always say you can't wait on other people, Good luck with that, Janet. Thanks for calling. Mm-hmm. Before we take the next call, just really quickly, I already pulled cards and got the answers, so we can just do this one really fast for pondering in the chat room where they're asking about there's an opening for a position that they're interested in, applying for another company. I want to know what my chances are and if this would be a good fit for me. And yes, the answer is just yes and yes and yes. It's really, really good. Okay, there might be a slight delay in this. The Hangman is showing up, and I'm getting a ton of major arcana cards. And when that happens, it's really a lot of life-changing in this situation. Two of the cards I got is the Wheel of Fortune and the World card. You can't get better cards. They're just, wow. And then the Ace of Swords shows up. So, the beginning of a victory, seed of a new idea. And the Queen of Swords shows up to represent you. And it's talking about, I talked about the Queen of Swords with a previous caller, where this person's very courageous, intelligent, makes very independent and analytical decisions, you know. So you have to make the decision. And with her in the Queen of Swords, you know, she's holding that one broadsword. And then the Ace of Swords, once again, there's that same one broadsword. It's a single focus and idea. So you need to focus on this. And you have to be courageous and independent. Use your intelligence and your analytical ability and just absolutely go for it, because it's coming up aces, literally, you know, Ace of Swords. But the Wheel of Fortune, the World card, it looks really, really good pondering. Totally go for it. Let's go back to the phone line, Mary. And the person waiting the longest, it looks like area code 480. Caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Tasha from New England.
Awesome.
Hi.
Hi, Tasha. We never get calls.
I meant to say New Mexico.
Mexico.
I don't even know why I said New England.
I like it.
Yeah. Maybe that's where I need to move next. Okay. I want to ask about love. Yeah.
It's
Let's
love
talk
day.
About love. Oh, springtime is love time. So did you
I
have
know.
A specific, did you have a specific love question? What do you want us to focus in
do you
on?
See anybody? Do you see anybody new coming in? Or whatever you pick up is fine.
Okay. Somebody new. All right. I am going to see what the guardian angel cards have to say about this. Interesting. Okay. So we're off to the races with this. The very first thing that comes up is talking about... It's been a theme today on the show too. It's like, yeah, having faith in this and like being positive when we think about that, you know. So
right.
I don't know if it's you know, something where you feel like, okay, I've been positive, and where is it, right?
Right.
That positivity comes up in the past position. Like, we've been trying to be positive about this, and then we have this thing like still have faith about it. But then also what they call the angel of past issues comes up. And so it's saying that, like, if there's anything, and kind of keeping with our spring cleaning theme, if there's anything from the past that really does need to be let go of, we need to do that. And then the last thing that comes up here is really interesting. It's talking about something. It's like somebody like hidden in plain sight. So
yeah,
that's interesting. It's like, is there someone that you've probably already encountered that for some reason, you know, you didn't look on with the eyes of love, you know, that you didn't see in that light, or that they're right there. So that's really, really kind of fascinating. I feel like you've already encountered this new love coming into your life. So that might be, you know, and maybe that's connected to this message about, maybe it's connected to this idea of past issues. Now, to me, what comes up right away is like, it could be in two ways that it's connected. One, there may be somebody that, like, just something about them, like you've encountered them or something, and maybe you've written them off because there's something that reminds you of the past, okay? And
one person. Yeah,
okay.
I know of one person that's like that, and, yeah, I was just like, I just garbage to him. I was like, fuck it. Oh, excuse me, now I don't need it.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, he does. His energy came up. I recognized the energy signature, and I was like, he ain't talking about nothing. So I just kind of, threw him out.
Interesting.
Actually, it was two of them, but I don't want neither one of them. So
right.
I threw both of them in the garbage. Yeah.
You threw them out. It was like, nah.
Yeah.
Not today. Yeah.
Not
so,
today,
you know,
Satan. Not today.
Get thee back. It could be something like that, where, you know, there's also like somebody else though that was overlooked that may not be
either one of those guys.
Yeah. Exactly. Let's see what Dax is getting. Dax, what did you get? Dax's still there. I hope you didn't
I'm sorry.
Disconnected.
I'm sorry. I was on mute. I actually pressed the button thinking I was unmuting, and I was actually muting myself. That happens sometimes.
Oh, God.
Right?
I hate that a lot.
So it's not neither
yes.
one of you guys,
hey,
huh?
Let me start. Okay, let me start over, ladies. Let me start over. Okay, what I was saying, you didn't hear, is, all right, we're on that theme of faith and hope and optimism still, and I'm getting, as the central focus card is the Ace of Wands, and that's a card of optimism. So there you go. And it's the initiation of prosperity and happiness and pleasure. Now,
mm-hmm.
the Death card shows up to say that you are in a state of transition. One door closes, another one opens. Okay, so you're in this
exactly.
transitional stage. Right? Yeah.
Right in the
now,
middle.
That Nine of Pentacles that's been showing up for everybody literally shows, I swear I shuffle the cards every time in between calls, but it showed up again, you know, this card of the independent self-made woman, you know, so you need to hold on to your independence. However, someone does come in, and this person is represented by the Page of Coins, the Page of Pentacles. They may be a little younger than you, or outlook-wise, maybe a little younger. And
yeah.
Pentacles is the earth element. So I wouldn't be surprised if this person doesn't turn out to be a Taurus, a Virgo, or a Capricorn. Lastly, we get the celebration card, the Three of Cups.
Ooh, marriage.
Yes,
okay.
Yes. So what it's talking about is, you know, don't be too focused on the outcome. You know, with everybody else, it's like focus on the goal. But, you know, with your cards, what's coming up is that you need to, like, get out there, girls' night out, let the hair down, enjoy yourself,
and
let it naturally come. Follow your passion, enjoy yourself. Maintain your independence. That's where all is coming up.
Okay. Gotcha.
Awesome. Yeah.
Well, thanks for the call.
Call us back.
Thank you for having me.
Nothing.
Yeah, I would definitely call you back. All right. I'll tell you what happened. All right. God bless.
Yay.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Hey, just real quickly, I want to let everybody know that you can get a hold of us, you know, in between shows. And ask questions, and you can also book readings and so forth. And with me, the numerology reports as well. I got that special going with the free reading when you order a numerology report. You can go over to Mary's page too at psychictalk.net/Mary, psychictalk.net/Mary. And all the communication methods, the email and the Facebook, and you know, everything is on our pages. You can also find us on the groups. We have the Tarot Guild group on Facebook. We also have Psychic Talk Radio on Facebook. You can click the Facebook icon on any of the pages of the website, psychictalk.net, or just type in psychictalk.net/Facebook. That'll take you right over to our group. You can join our group, see all the upcoming shows, past shows, what we're all talking about. You can join in on conversations, start your own conversations about anything psychic, and ask us questions as well. And then my page is psychictalk.net/Dax if you want to get a hold of me. All righty, let's see. Should we take a couple more calls, Mary? What do you think?
I think, yeah, let's do it. Let's go for it.
Yeah, we're over on time.
We're
going to go a little bit longer. What are we saying?
Yeah, I think we have time for like at least one more.
Okay. So we'll go to area code 516, been waiting the longest. Caller, what's your name? Where are you
Hi.
Calling from?
Hi, I'm Randy from Colorado.
All right.
Colorado. A beautiful state.
Yeah. Thank you.
So what can we help you with today?
Yeah. There's going to be some changes coming up at where I'm working.
Mm-hmm.
I'm particularly nervous about the person I work the closest with is leaving. And I just want to know what you see around that.
Right. How are you going to weather these changes and that
yeah.
person leaving? Okay. All right. I am just shuffling decks. Do you want to go first? I'm still shuffling.
Yeah, sure. Oh, there's, well, you know, I'm going to start at the end. I'm going to start at the end because I get the Nine of Cups at the end, wish come true card, you know. So, yeah, it's a situation of transition. Like I got with the previous caller, I got the Death card. Well, I got the Ten of Swords, and it's almost the same card. It's, you know, the sun is dawning in the background there, okay? And where it looks like everything comes to an end, it's really one door closing and another one opening. And if you can reframe things, like I said in the beginning of the program, talking about neurolinguistics, NLP, we talk about reframing, you know, the situation. And when you do that, you know, you can get to that Nine of Cups. And someone else comes in. There's a Knight of Swords coming in. So you got the at the one end is the Knight of Wands. This is the people, the person that's leaving, okay? But then at the other end, there's the Knight of Swords rushing in to help you. And I'm getting these changes are going to be, like, fast and rapid. The Eight of Wands is always about, you know, taking action and communication, forward motion. But it's also, it's things happening really quickly.
I know. I'm so nervous. Yeah.
Yeah.
So the new person coming in, are you getting any information about that first? Like, is that a good thing?
You know, it's a very good thing. This person is like the knight in shining armor rushing in to help you. So, it looks really, really good. It's going to be somebody that is a great communicator, very assertive and fearless kind of individual, forthright as well. These people, Knight of Swords, they even have psychic vision, some of them. To me, it looks really good because then the card right after that is that Nine of Cups that I mentioned in the beginning, the wish come true card, fulfillment, emotional fulfillment as well.
Okay.
Cups is emotion. Yeah. But let's see what Mary's getting. Maybe she has some more details.
I'm trying to think of what's really different. The biggest message I'm getting right in the center is that while this transition is happening, and you know what Dax was talking about it happening like pretty rapidly, you know, it's asking you to like, okay, you know, you're going to have to breathe through some of this. You're going to have to be able to, you know, make sure you take some time, whether it's at home, you know, when you're not at work, you know, to just kind of let go and release it and breathe through this process because it does feel intense for some reason.
Yeah, because there's a lot of other changes that I'm going through. So this one is just piles on top of all my other stress.
Yeah, it feels like the final thing you don't need right now, right?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And, you know, so that comes up, you know, it just in the present saying, like, while we go through this, breathe. Now, when it gets to, like, what's the outcome? Where do we end up? You know, what I'm seeing is, like, somebody coming in, a new person coming in that is actually going to be like a good source of guidance. Like they have
that's great. That's what I want.
Yeah, that you're not going to be just, you know, left to, you know, struggle on your own, you know?
Yeah. Okay.
So
that's my fear.
And that may be why those are like those two messages are really like kind of the biggest things that came out here. You know, and also, you know, just that like, you know, we can't keep things the way they are. You know, that's the other thing. There's nothing we can do about these changes, and yet we're not powerless in the face of them. So, you know, focus on helping yourself by breathing through this, whether it's, you know, meditation or just a little bit of relaxation, take a bubble bath, who knows what works for you, right? You're going to get through the transition and then, yeah, you know, the outcome is good and there's going to be someone coming in that's going to offer good guidance to you.
Great. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thanks so much for calling.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Awesome. Thanks,
bye-bye.
Randy. Thanks for the call. And if we didn't get to your call today, remember you can call in tomorrow, and there's the Monday show as well and the Tuesday show. I did want to make an announcement, Mary, that we're taking a day off. In other words, There are 5 Saturdays this month, and we're taking next Saturday off. So I want to give everybody
so many
a heads
Saturdays.
Up. Yes.
Yeah.
A lot of Saturdays. Now you can find out what all of our upcoming shows are at psychytalk.net/upcoming. We got some fantastic shows coming up. Some of them I read off already in the beginning of, in the middle of the show there. And the other thing I wanted to mention is that although we're taking the 30th, Saturday the 30th off, we'll be back on Saturday the 6th, or at least Mary actually will be back because it's her show, Mystical Musings. What are you talking about
on
the 6th?
That's what I wanted to say, since this is the last time I'll get to talk to people before my show for April, Mystical Musings, comes on. Please make sure you tune in for that. It's going to be Saturday, April 6th, and we're going to be talking about something that I think we can all relate to and that I've really kind of spent some time examining, and that is, you know, what is the mystical understanding of service? You know, we talk about service, you know, to others, what's serving ourselves, all of those things. And I thought it would be really interesting to, you know, take some time for us to, like, kind of really understand what this is, like, in a mystical context. So I'm really excited about that, and that'll be Saturday, April 6th at 2 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Central, and yada, yada, right. yada.
11 a.m. my time
yep.
and Pacific time. Yes. So what are we calling that again? We're calling it
a mystical understanding of service.
The mystical understanding of service, or a mystical understanding of service. Something like that. All righty. Can't wait for that. Awesome. Awesome. So meanwhile, you know, Saturdays will be off the air for a couple weeks, you know, till the 6th, but plenty of other shows. And I'll be on next Friday as well. So, you know, you'll still hear me. And in between shows, remember, you know, come over to our Facebook group, Psychic Talk Radio, and join the group and hang out with us. And you can ask questions there. And also stop by our pages, psychictalk.net/Mary, psychictalk.net/Dax. And you can communicate with us in between shows. You can book sessions with us, and you can book numerology reports with me. And don't forget that special I'm running. You can book a numerology report for $47 and get a free tarot reading. So that is an awesome deal, folks. Go take advantage of that. All righty. Well, thanks, everybody. I want to thank all of our callers and listeners. And thank you, Mary, for being here.
Oh, thank you, Dax. Thanks, everybody. Enjoy your weekend. It's spring. Clean out those closets.
Yes.
Clean out the closets in your mind.
Enjoy spring, everyone. Bye-bye for now.
Bye,
Mary.
Everybody.